Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Okay, well, let's talk about defensive tackle because the news is not good on Ed Oliver. And I say that not officially, but it just he's posted something on IG, something it said Instagram said, football and me right now are like oil and water.
Yeah,
you know, that's not good. And he was ruled, look, at as the sideline reporter for the team, I've been doing this long enough. When a guy gets ruled out as quickly as he did, you know, it's not a good sign. He went off the field, went in the medical tent, went off the field. They ruled him out immediately with a bicep injury. We know bicep injuries because of Matt Milano last year, and that was a 3-month injury.
Daquan Jones the year before.
Pro football doc on on X, David Chow, he looked at it and said that's generally a pretty long term injury, significant. So I'm not expecting anything other than Ed Oliver to be out a long time. And I'll tell you, Matt, I think that's a significant loss. He was dominating this game as well, by the way. He only played a half. He already had two tackles for loss. He had a sack. Hopefully they'll get Daquan Jones back. But now people are wondering, should the Bills trade for a defensive tackle? Like, there's only so many draft picks you can actually trade, right? You know what I
mean?
I do think that defensive tackle is generally a position where you can find somebody in the free agent market who can come in and be a rotational guy that has some veteran presence about him. Sure, go out and trade. What do you – I mean, if you want to go out and get Jeffrey Simmons, I'm all for it, right? I just don't know what you're giving up. The idea was floated out. Our buddy Matt Perino tweeted this. We had talked about it. Harrison Phillips, I know, loves Buffalo. Would you bring him back?
Yeah.
What are you giving up for Harrison Phillips? I guess maybe a 6th or 7th round pick.
Yeah, for sure.
If you knew it, that would be about it, and that'd be fine. But is he really going to help you move the needle much?
How about Calais Campbell? See if Arizona would trade him. You know, I know that he is somebody who chose to go back to Arizona because he had some good years there. But it feels like that would be somebody if you think that he still, I mean, he definitely still has some game left. It's just, does he want to be traded? And is Arizona willing to sell at this point? I think Harrison Phillips does make a lot of sense. I think Harrison Phillips is almost in that same bucket as like Roswell Douglas, where I'm almost expecting just something like that to happen of, hey, this team has familiarity with this player and it's a position where we feel like we need to address it. So yeah, I think that they definitely need to add a defensive tackle. And I think that that's the thing about this game. They won. That's the most important thing. The defense looked really, really good at times. That's great. We'll talk about some of the specific standouts, but losing arguably your best player on that side of the ball as you are getting ready. Like, this is a long-term injury, but like, now you got to go play the Chiefs. That's when you need interior pass rush. That's when you need Ed Oliver, and now you don't have it.
So the defense overall did play really, really well against the Carolina Panthers. And this is a Panthers offense. It was no joke running the ball. Now, Andy Dalton, say what you will, you know, about, you know, him being a backup, and that's why he is a backup. And I agree. I thought he actually gave them a better chance than Bryce Young in a lot of ways. Because
yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
You think that we were wrong thinking that?
I did not think that.
Oh, you thought it would be Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young would have had just as tough a day today. I really do.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Bills were ready. The Bills, I don't know if people know, the Bills had a 1 hour practice on Monday. Now, we were not there, right? Monday, we didn't have media. We found out after the fact, the Bills actually did practice on Monday when they got back. It wasn't just Wednesday. They had a 1 hour practice. They just tackled. They just went over fundamentals, and they were ready to come to really kind of show that they've been better. They are better than what they've been. And I don't think it would have mattered if Bryce Young played, but I'll give you scoreboard because Andy Dalton was so bad, right? So it couldn't have been any worse, I guess, than Andy Dalton. Now, that said, though,
the FBI should be calling.
I don't know if it mattered, though, Matt. I just think the defense was so good today. Even if Bryce Young was a little bit better, the key today was stopping the run game, and they shut down the run game. Bills did a great job. They held the Carolina Panthers to 4.1 yards per carry. They held them to just a little over, I think, 100 yards total on the ground, and that's Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard. This is one of the top running attacks in the league. Give not only the defensive players credit, but here we go. I know people love to blame coaching. Give the coaching credit because the personnel changes they made helped and worked, and that included Michael Hoyt coming back, obviously, and using him all across the board. That included Larry Ogunjobi. That included Max Harrison getting more run than we thought early on already. Mm-hmm. That included Jordan Hancock, and that includes scheme. The three linebackers they started the game with, Shaq Thompson, Dorian Williams, and Joe Andreessen. They started on the field together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Give the coaches credit and give the defensive players credit.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's a lot of standouts for the defense today. And I think the name that I would immediately go to is Michael Hoyt. I thought he provided so much juice for this team. And I think that he is just what the doctor ordered for them, of just a rotational piece who can also move all over the place. And it was noticeable, right? Like, he had a sack. He actually had a sack and a half. He forced a fumble where Andy Dalton kind of lost the ball while he was coming up. I want to see what Hoyt's final stat line was. So yeah, he had a tackle. He had three combined tackles, and then he had 1.5 sacks, and then that forced fumble that we're talking about. So I thought he was very good. Max Harrison played a lot more than I anticipated. Jordan Hancock getting defensive snaps
right away. The first passing down of the game for the Bills defense, and Jordan Hancock's in for Jordan Poyer.
Don't you think another thing? This is all, it's almost like we know what we're doing. On Friday, when we did our podcast and we talked, we're like, the comment about Sean McDermott talking about personnel was notable. It wasn't talking about specifically like the defensive plays or whatever. Right. It was about the personnel. Now they're getting a little bit more creative with the personnel.
Yes.
And I think they see and they recognize some of the deficiencies that they had of like, okay, we're getting beat a lot here. In comes Jordan Hancock. We are getting beat a lot here. In comes Max Hairston. We're not getting any interior pressure if Ed Oliver isn't on the field. Michael Hoyt starts to kick inside. Like, it just feels like they did a lot of soul searching during the bye, and it worked so far.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.